Hello, everybody, and welcome back to On a Side Note. I'm Haley.
And I'm Amy, and today we're back with another book review episode. Today's book review is on Funny Story by Emily Henry.
I'm impressed that you said the right title.
I actually focused really hard before saying it. For our listeners out there, for the past many, many weeks, I have been calling Funny Story the Happy Place. And not even like trying to be funny either. I cannot, in my head, those are the same books.
And every single time Amy has said happy story in place of funny place, nope. Happy place in place of funny story. I have completely not been like, oh yeah, she said the right thing until she caught herself. I apparently don't listen to anything that Amy says. I just listen to the vibes that she's putting out.
Because sometimes the vibes is all you need. You know what I'm talking about. Why should we say the correct words?
I was like, I got you.
So basically, I do believe that a lot of people who may be listening to this review have already read this popular book. Just saying, because Emily Henry is a very popular author. But for those of you who haven't, quick synopsis, it is about a girl who fiance, it's gonna get a little confusing for those of you who haven't read it, but okay, it's girl, her fiance breaks up with her for his friend. That friend had a boyfriend who is now her ex, and that guy is the roommate of the main character girl. Isn't that a funny story? Ha 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 ha. And then it's about how their love blossoms and grows, as this is a contemporary romance, as to be expected.
What would you say that the tropes are?
Friends to lovers.
Okay, even though they weren't friends.
Strangers to
I
friends to
guess,
lovers.
okay, yeah, that's good. Okay. I'm not gonna get off topic right now. Should we say our ratings?
Yes. I had to think about it. But I think I got it.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
Three, two, one.
Four
Four
stars.
stars. That's good.
I believe it was a solid four.
I agree. It was okay. I think Amy had told me before she finished that she wasn't really liking it, but as she continued reading, she did like it, and I would agree with that assessment. I think as you read, it gets much better.
And then I kind of dropped off at the end. Because I felt like it was the whole third act breakup thing is kind of hard for me. It's still hard for me to read through.
How did they break up again?
So,
Oh,
this is
I got it.
a spoiler-filled review. And from this point on, I will be saying everything spoilered. You have been warned. All right, so basically, I didn't like how the end. Where he disappeared and basically went to go console or like be with his ex who had dumped him and like to help her with all of her stuff. I felt like if I was in the situation of the girl, okay, and he used names because
The main
now it's like
character.
the main character's name is Daphne and
Petra.
Petra is the other girl. And then
Miles.
Miles. So, main character, Daphne. If I was Daphne, I would have been the same way. I think I would have not liked that someone, Miles, that I have potential interest in, very fiery passion emotions, went to go back to the one who cheated on him. I would say, okay, you can go be with her then. If you want to run off. Randomly to be with her so bad.
So then, wouldn't reading the third act breakup be very much like, oh my gosh, yeah, that's exactly what I would do?
Yes, but it's not like I would want it to happen.
Okay.
I was cheering for them at that point.
Yeah.
So it was a little sad. Just in general, very sad that it happened. And then, which is why it lost the momentum for me because I was really into the couple and now it was more bleh. The momentum stopped, therefore, my love for the book slowed down, and four stars, solid.
Oh, if that didn't happen, you would have given it 5 stars.
maybe higher, like 4.5.
Okay.
Possibly rounded up in Goodreads. Possibly not. What about you? Because you did say that you really liked the beginning. For me, it was more of a bell. But for you, or like kind of like it started slow because mm-hmm. I didn't like the beginning. And then it like went up.
Yeah.
And then it was okay.
I did not say I really liked the beginning.
Oh.
I agreed with you that the beginning was kind of slow and then it got better.
Oh, okay. I apologize.
That's okay. Just clarifying. It was like, okay, and then as their love kind of blossoms, such their friendship,
mm-hmm.
then it gets better. But it is just in general, I think books for me tend to be bell-curved because I tend to not like when they actually get together, which... it's fine. It's okay that I'm like that, right? Like, sometimes I feel bad because everybody really loves all books and everything about books. And I'm like, if my typical reading experience is a bell curve, that is okay. That is valid, right?
Haley, in a previous episode, I cannot remember which one, you told me, or maybe personally, separate, not on the podcast, you told me that there was something special about YA romance because they do not bell curve. They end on a high note. They end with them being together. And ever since you told me that, I have found that YA romances are so good. That is why I felt good reading them as a young person.
That's a very good point.
All these adult romances are all bell curves. They don't end when they get together. They keep going. Which is perhaps life, but maybe in books we don't want to read about life.
That's true. It is true because if you think about it, romance novels are standalone books intentionally. They have to be bell curved, in my opinion, right? Because it has to get a little bit through the ending, you know? Whereas YAs tend to just be the beginning of the relationship. And then if you think about fantasy books that tend to be series, the story continues on, so like you don't actually have to bell.
That's true.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Then why do we read?
Oh,
so
no.
Much romance.
Good question.
I mean, I think we are both discovering, or potentially we have forgotten and now are remembering that we don't like romance.
I think you're right.
But they're just easier to read.
They are. They're the candy of books. Nice candies because you eat them, easy to consume,
and then you hate yourself after.
Wow, they are the candies of books.
Sometimes I wonder, there have to be people like us. Are we gonna be hated in the book community because we feel this way? Do you know, because a lot, you're on Book Talk way more than I'm on Book Talk, but most of my Book Talk is people praising their books. I think I'm just a hater at heart. I like the book. I'm getting off track. I did not hate this book. I liked this book.
You were actually going to buy this book. Thought about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. No, I think I might. But you brought up good points that I've forgotten. Out of third act breakup, sorry to bring it back. I didn't think it was the worst that it's ever been because I feel like the miscommunication was cleared up pretty quickly. However, I was quite sad that she did feel abandoned like she's always been in her life, and that was pretty sad.
When she was left alone in that parking lot, I felt so bad.
Yeah.
So, I agree with you that it wasn't the worst third act breakup that I've read, but it still made me feel sad.
I teared up a little bit, I think. But I wanted to talk about, I'm not sure if you remember, we kind of talked about what we saw, the reviews we saw on Funny Story before actually reading the book. And we kind of talked about, oh, we didn't really think we were going to read it because of the reviews that we saw. But I was thinking, we tend to not agree with a lot of book talk. So I think we should read it. And it ended up working out because we did like it. Do you kind of remember that a lot of people were saying that they didn't resonate with the characters?
I do. I do remember that. And I've been trying to think about why, because I do think that these two characters were very real, more real than the other characters we've read, first that comes to mind is book lovers, where the editor and the writer, they were perfect. Oh, they were both editors. Well, anyways, the two main characters were seemed like perfect people from my memory. And so in Funny Story, Miles seemed very real, especially in the beginning when he was being introduced after the breakup. He was a slob because he had just been broken up and everything was a mess and he was crying. And I felt that the characters were very real given what they experienced. And I think maybe to some readers, they either haven't experienced it or being a mess makes someone less likable.
Yeah, I would agree. I resonated with the characters, so I'm not really sure. To be fair, I didn't actually, I guess, listen to what people were saying. But also, I thought it was just overall a really good book.
Maybe people came in with certain expectations, because I think Funny Story is pretty different from her other books. I would say, kind of looking at Beach Read and Book Lovers, those are very like similar books. The Happy Place, I can think, is a little bit different too, more like second chance romance. That was a different kind of book, so there it was not enemies to lovers. And this one had a weird twist, so I think that it was refreshing for Emily Henry to write something like Funny Story, and perhaps people had certain expectations for it, and when you go in with expectations, you're usually disappointed.
Yeah. Do you think it really does, like, bring into fact that we tend to not like very popular romance book talk books, and so those people didn't like this book, but we liked this book? So I'm not sure
where our tastes
like, what is the difference? Does it have to do, because I am somebody who likes a very palatable book, like I don't like any drama really, and so I do think this one you really get to experience what the characters are experiencing, and you get to grow into them as like a couple, and because they didn't know each other, and so as you're reading it, you're kind of getting to know them, and I feel like she did a good job of that. And so I wonder if other people just like more drama. Obviously, the books that we didn't like are the ones that come to mind. Like, when I think of Colleen Hoover books, or when I think of Things We Never Got Over, I was really confused. I don't get it. And so in my head, I'm trying to compare those two stories in my mind. And I just remember Things We Never Got Over just being very much, I didn't get any of the characters at all. So then I'm thinking, is that what people felt when they were reading this book? Or what I was feeling when I was reading that other book? Because that seems crazy.
Yeah. Now that you bring it up, I think you're right. We need to determine, like, that might be it. Drama-filled books are the trend. People like that. Maybe more angst. Maybe people like all the angst.
Yeah.
In those types of popular book talk books. And we are simple creatures with, if you give us good characters and a solid storyline, we'll love it.
But as much as you said that this book is different from her other books,
I found similarities.
Because I did say that Emily Henry has a tendency to write one character really likable and the other not that great with people. And I don't know if that's something that Emily Henry potentially feels about herself. That, like, oh, she's not that great with people, and she thinks everybody else is really great with people, and that's why she writes books like this. Because I do, and that's why I think I like Emily Henry's books. I mean, I haven't read all of them, in the sense that normally the female character is not very sociable, and then the guy character is, like, this guy that everybody loves. I mean, obviously, Beach Read, now that I'm thinking about it, I think the guy was the grumpy one, so...
But there is true. One character. You are correct. One character is likable. One character is more grumpy. Grumpy sunshine.
So that's just what I was thinking while I was reading this, because she was like, oh, he's like so good with people.
I think that's pretty deep of you to think all the way down to, not only are the characters that you found similar, but could it be Emily Henry as an author writing herself into her characters?
Yeah.
That's pretty deep, Haley.
I mean, I'm not sure because from what I've seen, Emily Henry seems like a sociable person. So
maybe she's the likable character.
I also said that she tends to write characters with book backgrounds.
Mm.
Like, you have the writers, you have the editors, and then in this book, Daphne is a librarian.
Mm-hmm. I like that. I just feel more connected because I think, as someone who enjoys reading, I have dabbled in the thought of my career possibly being in books, either as a writer or as a librarian. I've actually thought about the librarian route.
Really?
Yeah. Just in general, being around books. But then I realized it might not be as glamorous
as
one thinks, yes.
Yeah. I was thinking I would like to be an editor.
Mm.
But then I remembered that I don't like most books. So I thought I would be pretty bad at that. And apparently I'm not a good judge of what everybody likes. But do editors just edit the books?
In my head, yes. And there's an agent and a publisher and okay. all those other people. So perhaps you can still be an editor.
That's true.
And just get to read books and critique them to your heart's content.
So maybe one day.
One day.
We could both be working.
In a publishing company.
Oh my god, that would be cool.
That would be pretty cool. Free books!
You know that panel that we went to, and one of the authors was saying that a lot of people in the book industry tend to read fan fiction because they read so much regular books. And I thought that was interesting.
I remember seeing something else also along that lines where once you're an editor, everything becomes a job and you lose passion.
Yeah.
So if we did go into that, and then we start reading books, we'll want to edit everything.
And also, you probably wouldn't want to read if you're reading.
That's true.
All day.
Maybe not. This might not be a good idea after all.
That's why I'm always confused when people say, like, oh, if you do what you love, you never work a day in your life. And I was like, well, it can't actually be something you really love unless it is work. And honestly, is that just propaganda to make us believe that we will like working? Because let's be honest, I like being able to work and then come home and do things that I actually like.
I think there's some truth to it being propaganda. Because I'm with you thinking that perhaps your work can be something that's good enough to enjoy. It doesn't have to be your favorite thing in the world, but maybe sprinkles of it. Little sprinkles. But your true passions in life are best kept at home. Because there we go. Full circle. If you start doing things for work because you have to do something, you most likely will lose all passion for it.
Yeah. Like people who start businesses because they like doing something and then it's like it takes all the joy out of it. It's pretty sad.
Yeah.
Anyways. I did like the friend. Kind of interestingly, though, because the other librarian, because she wasn't quite, or they weren't quite sussed out as characters. The fact that she forgot her friend's birthday. See, that's why I was like, it's kind of relatable because it happens so much in real life. But I forgot about her as a character until it was like, oh, you forgot my birthday. So it kind of felt like she came out of nowhere again.
For me, I agree and have extra thoughts with that because I do think that in this book, I didn't feel as overwhelmed with extra characters because we both knew that Daphne and Miles's apostrophe X's, we knew them already because they were a part of such a traumatic experience in their life. So we had them down. Nothing difficult about that. Then we had the sister, Miles' sister, who came in and just was like everywhere. Easy. I was like, okay, got the sister. And then the librarian friend, I want to say yes. I thought she wasn't important until she forgot the birthday. Then I said, oh, you're important. I think I did a pretty good job with the characters this round.
Mm-hmm, that's good. I kept getting confused at how old the librarian was and how many there were, because I'm with you that there weren't a lot of characters, but in the sense that some of them were vague.
Oh, yeah. To me, they weren't characters.
Yeah. Which obviously helps the whole, like, remembering part.
Yes.
But I just remember thinking, okay, this is the one that has kids, but is divorced. Is single and has kids. And I was like, I guess that was the only one. And I don't know who I kept getting confused with.
There were other people in the library that they wanted to play poker with or something.
Oh, yeah. There was a man.
It was a man. And maybe another person.
Okay, maybe another girl.
And I chose that they were not characters. Yeah. I just, my head named them blah and blah. And then we kept going.
Yeah.
So that, but the thing is that Emily Henry didn't bring them into too many scenes, which is why I felt like I had a better grasp of the number of characters there were in the book. So is that really her good job or me good job for being able to limit the amount of characters I kept track of?
I mean, probably her good job, because you're right that she was really only in the library scenes and then at his place of work, the winery.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of it. And I guess poker. But yeah, it was like very separated, because you had her at her job and then you had her with Miles. And it was pretty separate for the most part, even though obviously he came to the library. But you get what I mean.
I get what you mean. And I also liked how Emily Henry developed their relationship. I did feel butterflies once they started having tension with each other. So I think she did a good job. She always does a good job with the romance stuff. So wasn't surprised there.
Yeah. No, I was very happy that I didn't listen to what I thought other people were saying. And surprisingly, I guess it wasn't as hyped. Honestly, it was really easy to get from the library.
It was easy. I was surprised.
Yeah, so I'm not sure, because I don't think we did we grab it that much later than Happy Place?
I think we took a long time to get Happy Place.
Yeah. Like, we had to, I think you said you put yourself on the wait list, and I was like, okay, me too. And then it took forever.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas this one, I was just, like, looking, I was curious, and I was like, oh, I could be number, like, one.
Mm-hmm.
I'll grab it. So, I do feel like Happy Place was way more talked about than Funny Story. And here is my question to Amy, my marketing friend. Because, do you think they paid a lot of influencers to talk about the book and to kind of hype it up, Happy Place, and then potentially didn't have enough money, or thought Emily Henry is a big enough name now and is like pretty recent to her other release that Funny Story can sort of ride the wave?
In my head, I think yes to the latter, where you said that they may not have put as much marketing into Funny Story, because this would have been Emily Henry's fifth book coming out that she has been popular already. And I do think that on top of that, Emily Henry has a lot of other things going on other than writing books.
Oh.
Other than writing books, other than promoting books. So she has Happy Place becoming a TV show. One of her books is becoming a TV show.
Oh.
Was Happy Place? I think it was. Don't quote me on that. One of them.
That's crazy.
Yes.
A TV show?
Yes. Can you look it up?
Yeah. What is happening in this world?
Write Emily Henry TV show and then see which one it is. Because I don't think it is Book Lovers. I think it's Happy Place.
To movie.
Oh, three book to movies. Beach Read,
People We Meet
on Vacation, and Happy Place. So all three of them.
I'll have to read the article to really get the whole story.
So what I'm saying is, perhaps with the timing of everything, perhaps with film producers, studios picking up her other materials, she didn't have enough time to promote Funny Story as much as she had promoted her other books. That's what I'm thinking in my head. because I do think Book Lovers was well marketed and also Happy Place in my
Book
head.
Lovers, really?
I remember seeing Book Lovers.
I can kind of see. Okay, because one, the article is kind of long, but the sort of bolded print says that five of them?
Yeah,
five of the author's hit novels have been optioned for film or series adaptations. All five of them.
That's crazy.
Are movie producers / TV show writers out of original ideas?
Yeah, it's much easier to get from source material than pay writers more to get them to write good quality stories. Why pay them more when we have writers already at our service?
Genuinely, I must be in the minority because I will never say never, but I have never read something and thought, you know what?
This should be a movie.
Yeah, like, I want to watch this as a movie. Okay, I'm immediately about to go back on my word. Obviously, reading Daisy Jones and the Six, you can see that as an actual TV show. Like, I'm not surprised they made that one in a TV show. It's literally made like a documentary. But even then, I was like, oh, I should watch it. But I have no actual desire to actually watch it.
And other than, which we will continue to repeat, Harry Potter and Hunger Games, has there actually been success? Like, compare the success rates, movie to book, book to movie adaptation, book to TV show adaptations. Well, I mean, maybe there are. I should backtrack on that. Like, maybe, you know, I'm sure there's, like, this sci-fi movie, Lord of the Rings, okay.
Yeah. You know? Okay, fantasy, fine. Romance? Okay. Do I know anything about romance movies? No. Because when you really start to think about, like, older movies, are they based off books? I guess so. You know, sometimes you do watch a movie and you say, and it says, like, based off this book. However, me personally, it's got to be one or the other, so I will not be watching those. I might be watching those.
We basically both said statements and then thought about it and then backtracked on everything.
Okay, first of all, Amy and I are indecisive and also people pleasers.
But also decisive.
So based off that knowledge, we will say nothing in confidence.
Yeah.
And don't trust a single thing we ever say. Because guess what? Maybe I will be re-listening to this and I will have said, I liked the beginning. But who can know? Not I, as I am talking.
Yes. Whatever happens during the podcast stays in the podcast, whether it's true or it's... Okay, actually, we're not giving, like, fake news or anything. It's just whatever we're feeling in the moment and we're just saying it. It's just all a side note.
Yeah. I tried my best to keep on topic, which I think I did okay with. But we will see if we watch those.
Yes, we will let you know if we watch those. I feel like we will.
I feel like we will, but against our will. Because I know I do not like to watch things that I have read. And I would like to say that I think if I read all of the Harry Potter books, or most of them, okay, I'm not sure the timeline of when the movies came out in relation to when the books came out, but obviously I was a kid, so mostly the movies were coming out the same time as the books were coming out. Potentially, I would have never watched the movies. Like, and even then, I can't reread the books after I've watched the movies so often.
That is true.
Sometimes I think, oh, I should reread the Harry Potter books, but then I think it would ruin the movies.
So they don't mix, basically. I agree. It's one or the other.
Yeah, when I think about what One True Loves, we watched that movie.
Yeah, we didn't like it.
No. It doesn't hit the same.
It's once you felt the feels in one form of media, it cannot be replicated in another form of media. If you've imagined how the romance will be in a book and then watching it, it's different. It's not the same.
Yeah, especially because the point of the book, the reason that I think it makes it so good is that it skips all the actual parts that would make you feel uncomfortable or any sort of logistics that actually requires them to work out in real life. The point is that you skip all of that. You ignore it. It's not nonfiction.
It's not reality. So basically, that's my thoughts on why Funny Story was not as well marketed, because Emily Henry has other things going on that are moneymakers.
Yeah, well, I genuinely can't believe I didn't know that. You were just sharing knowledge with me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing. That's actually crazy because, one, I guess a good deal. Although in the article they said it's each book is being worked on by a different agency.
Mm-hmm. So that'll be interesting.
Yeah. It's funny because which one was the most popular one that people wanted? I have questions.
Probably like, what was the Happy Place. I think
that one. I can see that one as a movie. It has the drama, mm-hmm. I think. I'm gonna be honest, Beach Read as a movie? I mean, it could be a TV series.
Maybe a TV series.
Book Lovers, I think, as a TV series would be good.
Mm-hmm.
I could see that. Because, you know, that TV show with Hilary Duff, where she's an editor? I really like that show.
I don't know that show.
I can't remember what it's called, but she's an editor, and that was a good TV show.
So basically, Book Lovers. They paved the trail for Book Lovers. There yeah. We go. And People We Meet on Vacation, I can see as a TV show because every chapter is them in a different location. So that could be each an episode.
I haven't read it, so.
Filled with flashbacks. Maybe you would like it.
I would like it. When we were at that secondhand bookstore, I was thinking, they had Holes. And I thought, should I buy it? And I said, no, I love the movie. Why would I read the book again?
I remember that. So, we'll keep you updated on the movie and our thoughts, if we ever get to them, movie/TV shows of Emily Henry's. And I guess we'll also see if she comes out with another book. I feel like she's always writing. Mm-hmm. So, we'll see. I follow her or subscribe to her newsletter.
Okay.
Which is why I knew about the film.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yes, quite.
Okay, so, honestly, I think one of the better books we've read in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm quite happy.
I can agree. Mm-hmm. Happy. You're in a happy place?
It's a funny story, actually.
I do have a side note that I do want to tell you that has nothing to do with this book.
All right.
But it does have to do with books in general, so. I'm so excited to tell you. I won a Goodreads giveaway.
No way! No way! Wait, that's so exciting!
I'm so excited!
For context, we've been convinced they're fake.
Yes, completely.
Tell me everything.
Okay, so some backstory. I don't know if you get these emails too, but when you don't win some giveaways, they email you. And they tell you, you didn't win, but you can buy it. You can buy the book. And every time I get those emails, I think I've won. So the amount of times that my heart has dropped these emails, I was convinced that I did not, it was another I did not win. And so this book is called A Song to Drown Rivers by Anne Ling, who wrote, I hope this doesn't find you. And If She Could See the Sun, and this is her third book, so her first time writing more, like, historical romance. And so I entered into a competition, and a long time ago, and then I just got an email last night saying, congrats, the book is being mailed to you.
Oh my god!
I couldn't believe that was so I had to tell you in person.
That's really, really exciting.
Yes.
Dang, it's real. Oh my god, I wonder when you're going to get it.
Soon? You said 8 to 10 weeks.
Oh my god. That is so far in the future. That's like fall.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they said, don't forget to leave a review.
Oh my gosh, this is how you get in.
Right?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, okay, me.
Starts now.
This is your career in books. Wait, this is exciting.
I'll film a TikTok giving my a spoiler-free review.
Oh my god! Okay, so they're real.
They're real.
That's exciting.
Yes. So it's what? One out of every hundred. How many? One book out of the the 2 years that I've been participating in giveaways. So now we have to see if it's a trend. How long have you been trying for these giveaways?
I don't try.
Oh, so okay, now okay. Retry. Start trying.
That's true. Apparently, I need to be entering. Do you enter all of them? Okay, you mainly enter the ones that you want to enter.
Yes.
Okay.
Because I had given up. I said, what's the point of click, 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 click? Oh, too many clicks. I'm not even going to win.
But now you have. Oh, my God. I feel like you have to go buy a lottery ticket or something like that. Oh my gosh! I'm with a celebrity!
I'm so excited! Well,
I am interested to see how it gets shipped to you.
Me too. I hope it's beautiful.
I doubt it.
But I hope you, a book girly can hope.
I hope. I hope. Oh my god. You have to film like the unpacking.
I
of
will.
It. Can I be there? I'm like,
yes!
Oh my god!
I'll bring it to you. We'll unpack it together.
Okay, I have so many questions.
And they did. Emphasize that the book is not being mailed to me from Goodreads. It's directly from the publisher.
Okay.
So if that has anything to do with anything, maybe the publisher will make it really nice because they want you to put a good review for their book. But I don't know.
Did they emphasize it so that you don't reach out to Goodreads if something happens?
Yep.
Like it's like, oh, okay.
But in my head, I was reading other, you know, subtle, like what they were trying to say, like maybe like the publisher will do something nice for you.
Yeah, no, that's really exciting. Okay, so you just thought it was another email.
Yes, I was prepared to be disappointed.
Wow, I can't believe they're real, honestly.
Yeah,
but now you have to read it and now you have to post a review.
Yes, even more reason, right? Yeah. I usually don't post any reviews.
Yeah. Is there any, like, you have to post a review or it's strongly suggested?
I think it's strongly suggested.
Interesting.
Yes.
Do you think they, like, selected you? How do you think it works?
I truly believe it is completely random.
Me too.
Because I don't write any reviews. But now I will.
Do you think, like, you believe it's random? Or
I believe it's random because there are so many people who apply to these Goodreads.
I know, but do you think they don't analyze your Goodreads profile whatsoever? Like, in the anticipation that they think you'll like this book? Because you've read a few of her books, mm-hmm. like her two, both of them. So, and if you've rated them well.
Oh, ooh. Right? Breaking down the algorithm.
Yeah, maybe she's like, this is a target demographic.
Wow.
Maybe they looked at your social media. Like, I don't know.
It's very interesting. So basically you're saying, in order to get more books, just start rating the other books of that author. Show that you would probably rate this one high.
Yeah.
And they'll give you the giveaway.
Yeah.
There we go. We found the secret.
I mean, I can't be sure. I would have to become a publisher to know.
Test this theory.
But I don't think they're sending them randomly, right? To anybody who enters. I mean, it could be also that mainly people who enter are people who like her books.
Oh, well, we get emails about the giveaways if the book is on your to-read list. So...
Did you get an email?
I only apply for all the ones I get emailed.
Oh!
Interesting. But I do have to say that I have other ones off the top of my head that I've applied to for the giveaways. Those are ones that, yes, on my to-read list, but I don't believe I've read other books from the author. So they were just on my list that I've wanted to read their books or at least get started. But this one, yes, I have read other books of hers. So good catch, Haley.
I mean, I'm not sure.
No, I totally believe you.
Because
now.
I'm with you is that I'm like, I believe it's random. But then I was like, nothing is random, is it?
Not these days.
Wow. Okay, so stay tuned. I will stay tuned. 8 to 10 weeks, I'll be staying tuned.
That's like what? 2 months? 2.5 months.
Yeah. That's so long. I will forget. I'm sorry.
So maybe it'll be a fun surprise.
It will be a very exciting surprise. You'll be like, oh my god, I have a surprise for you. I'll be like, what could it be? Okay, I can't wait.
Song time.
My song is If You're Gonna Break My Heart by Lauren Weintraub.
All right, you'll have to remind me to put that down.
Okay.
Because
we're using.
I cannot. Yes. My song recommendation is Close to You by Gracie Abrams. Close to you. You know that song?
Can you sing more?
Da 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 and the. Oh no. Now on cue, I only know the chorus. Close to you. Put the bottle in the gun. Na,
yes.
Na, 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 na.
I do know that song. It's funny because I just added a Gracie Abrams song to my playlist.
Is it the one with Taylor Swift?
No, it's not from our new album.
Ah.
I just was listening to it and I was like, oof, that's a banger. Feels like.
I like that one a lot.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I was going to suggest it, and then I was like, no, I'm pretty sure Amy likes that song already, so I want to introduce something different.
Excellent.
But okay, everybody.
Well, thank you for listening to another book review.
Mm-hmm. We'll see you next time.
Bye.